Today's scripture reading is in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verses 19 through 31. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law we become conscious of our sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just in the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is excluded because of what law? The law that requires works? No, because of the law that requires faith. For we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the only God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too. Since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and uncircumcised through that same faith. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law. Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 20.
Good morning. We're continuing our study in the key words of Romans. We covered sin, and then covered grace, and now today we're covering justification. It is a very interesting word that's really misunderstood, so we have to look at it and make sure we understand it properly. There's a businessman who lived in England. He was going to France for vacation, and he took his car on a ship over to France because he wanted to drive around his car on his vacation. His car was a Rolls Royce, and he took it driving through Europe, through France. And as most people on vacation, he had engine problems with his car. He called up the people in England who work on his car, Rolls Royce, and they sent an engineer to come out to France to fix his car. After he hung up the phone, he started thinking, how much is this going to cost me having an engineer come out to fix my Rolls Royce? It may be astronomical. So anyway, guy comes over, fixes the car, repairs the car, flies back to England. And the guy continues on his vacation. He gets home to England, and he writes a letter to the Rolls Royce office. He said, quote, "Dear sir," he wrote a letter and said, "Hey, how much is it going to cost me?" They wrote a letter back. Said, "Dear sir, there is nowhere in our files that anything ever went with your Rolls Royce." I wish I had a company like that. But they did not acknowledge their car broke down. Now, that is the perfect definition of justification. The car did break down. They had to send a man to fix the car. There was work on the car. The car was fixed. But the paperwork said there was no repair done. That's exactly what justification is. God looks at you, sees you a sinner, sees that you need help, you need a Savior, you need to be redeemed, and you need to be declared righteous. And that is the work of justification. Now, understand the order we've been doing this in. We first talked about sin. Sin is the biggest key word that we need to know about. That sin, no matter how ugly and how big it is covered by God's grace. How does God's grace cover that sin? He does it through the work of justification. Justification. Now, remember what we said about sin. Personal sin is a person in a state of being that is contrary to the nature of God. Contrary to the nature of God. It's an act of disobedience that misses God's expressed and revealed will. It's a lack of conformity to the holiness of God. What's the definition of grace? Grace is the inward, invisible, superhuman, life-giving action of the Holy Spirit on the soul of a sinner. Grace is found in the book of Romans 24 times. Over and over again, grace is seen as the solution. Grace is the objective part of our salvation. What is justification? First slide. What's the definition of justification? Justification is the act of God whereby he declares that a sinful person is righteous. Justification is the act of God whereby he declares that a sinful person is righteous. In order to be justified, you have to be sinful. In order to be sinful, that person needs to be saved so that he will be declared righteous. That is the work of justification. God the Father is the one who is just and the justifier. He does the work of declaring sinners righteous. Sinners righteous. Justification is a verb. It is connected, directly connected to the noun righteousness. The verb always appears with the noun righteousness. Justification is the work done so that you have the noun effect in your life. The verb justification changes you from a sinner to righteousness. Oh, I thought I'd get at least one amen for that.
Amen.
A little late. That is huge. Do you understand what happens? God is looking at you, and by the way, one sin makes you qualified for an eternity in the lake of fire. That one sin, or multiple sins, that sin makes you helpless. You have to have somebody outside of yourself to send you justification. That justification touches your life, and therefore you are made righteous. Whatever the problem is, it's solved by the work of justification. Now, justification. Again, you hear a lot of bad things about justification. A lot of people will say things that don't make any sense. They will say, like, justification is a process. You never know when you're justified. You never know if you are justified. It's something you don't know. It's something you have to work on. You got to do a lot of good things so that you'll be justified. But the fact is that a justification occurs once. If Jesus Christ is your Savior and Lord, you have been justified once. Just once. Just once. A lot of people confuse justification with sanctification. Sanctification is a process that begins at a point in time where you're declared sanctified, which is where you're declared justified, where you're declared righteous. You are declared righteous and justified at a point in time, and then life grows, and you spiritually mature, and you display more righteousness this week than you did last week. You listen to the Holy Spirit's leading. You study your Bible. You get insight into wisdom, how you to live this life. And you become more righteous this week than you were last week. That's sanctification. But justification is the key word for today. Justification deals with your guilt, deals with your legal standing before God. You are declared no longer a sinner or ungodly. You are righteous. It's the opposite of being condemned. You are committed as righteous. You're declared legally righteous. You are not made guilty, but righteous by the work of God the Father. God the Father does the work of justifying. The Holy Spirit does the work of sanctification. Justifying is a once-for-all verdict that's made. Sanctification is a lifelong process. Now, the word justification occurs 27 times in the New Testament by Paul. It occurs 8 times in the Gospels, in the book of Acts, 3 times in the book of James, for a total of 39 times in our New Testament. 39 times we have the word justification. Let's look at the first time, well, one of the first times, Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, verse 20. Romans chapter 3, verse 20. Notice what Paul says here. Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. Let me read that again. Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. Now, there are some options. First question, what are the man-made options to circumvent the justification of God? Let's say you did not agree with the justification of God, and you try to make your own way of salvation. You try to come up with your own plan on how you can be saved. How can you avoid justification and be saved? Here's the answer. Any type of good works seeking to earn a better life. Man-made options circumvent justification. Any type of good works seeking to better your life. Now, usually I don't like summations because it's too broad, but there's a broad answer here in this question. There are two ways you can attempt to be religious. One is by you doing something. You can make up your own rules and do those rules. You can make up, let's say you want to live by the golden rule. You'll live by the golden rule. You'll love your neighbor as yourself. You'll try to do that. Maybe that'll get you heaven. You can come up with some kind of works where you climb stairs and pray at a specific temple in China. You can come up with some kind of idea of where you have to do something. Or justification, where you are declared righteous by God the Father. Where you are declared righteous. Every religion in this world has one of those two basic themes to their religion. It used to be that you could go to a church on vacation and visit a church, and by their name on the door, you realize what theology you're going to hear when you go in. Now you can't do that. Even what you would think would be good churches seem to be teaching some types of works that you have to do to earn your way to a better life. And they're avoiding justification. Now, Book of Romans teaches justification. Let's look at it. There are four aspects, four features that are essential to the work of justification. Verse 24, Romans chapter 3. Verse 24, the first feature of justification. Being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. Man, this is a good verse. There are so many things in this verse you got to see. First off, being justified. Justified. This is God declaring righteous. Declaring you righteous is a gift. It's a gift. You are declared justified. The tense here is verb passive. In other words, you cannot justify yourself. Somebody has to justify you. God the Father is the one that justifies you. Present tense, passive. In other words, you have the work done to you. It is done by somebody outside yourself. Justifying is something God does, not that you can do. You cannot be justified if you have some type of work connected to your belief system that you have to do to make God happy. A lot of people think you make God happy by going to church. Now, I'm happy when you come to church. But God does not justify you because you do something. Some people think God owes you. Therefore, you're going to pray and ask Him for $1 million and He's going to give it to you because He owes you. God doesn't owe you. He declares you justified as a gift. As a gift without a cost. There's no cost to it. It's free. The point, we are justified in such a way that you cannot pay for it. There's nothing you can do to pay for your justification. Notice the third. It's by His grace. Last week, we talked about grace. Because of grace, you have justification. Without grace, no justification. You would be doomed. Because of grace, God does the work of justification. He declares you, the ungodly sinner, as righteous. You. Don't look at somebody else. You. You are declared righteous by God. You ask, what'd you do? Nothing. Sorry. There's nothing you can pat yourself on the back for doing because you didn't do it. It was done to you. God justified you. Now, why would be a better question. And we have a lot of answers for that. But God did the work. He did the work, notice, through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. We're going to talk about that a little bit. So, are you going to get something by grace? You can't work for it. If you are getting it as a gift, it does not cost you anything. It is by grace, and it's a gift. Go down to verse 28. Romans chapter 3, verse 28. I want you to notice a second aspect, a feature that's essential to justification. The second thing is that you are justified. Your justification of God is brought about by trusting in the work of Jesus Christ. That's the last part of the verse we just read about. I want you to see how it's explained in verse 28. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Second feature. Your faith places you in a place of justification. Now again, it begins with God. You respond to the work of God by placing your faith, your trust in the work of Jesus Christ. not the work of the law. By faith, we are convinced that by faith alone, without the works of the law, you are declared righteous. Jesus Christ is the object of your faith. Jesus Christ brought about your faith. You place your faith in Jesus Christ, and by placing your faith in Jesus Christ, you are justified. You are justified. Justification is brought about the same way for all, by faith. By faith. The sinner who emphasizes faith looks away from himself and looks towards God. Faith unites a sinner to a holy God. And through that union does a really weird thing. Connects your soul with the divine nature of God. Now, how that works is the Holy Spirit takes control. The Holy Spirit takes control. So Holy Spirit's connected to the work of justification by indwelling you. The work of justification is connected to the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, paying for your sins. The work of justification is taken care of by God the Father, making you justified. Notice it says he justifies the ungodly. The ungodly. The ungodly is somebody who breaks the first four commands and the Ten Commandments. The ungodly is somebody who does not observe the law. The ungodly is somebody who can't keep the law. The Jews and Israel were given the law. And if you're reading through the Bible with us, you're getting right there where the Israelites are disobeying the law. And if they had the covenant with God, and if they had God on their side, and if they had the signs of God in their lives and in their history and their community, you would expect them to be able to keep the law. But guess who couldn't keep the law? It was the Israelites. And if they can't keep the law, then no one can keep the law. So you cannot be saved by doing good works. I am justified despite me being ungodly. All ungodliness qualifies me to be justified. Three. Look at verse 5 in chapter 4. Romans 4, verse 5. But to the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. What are the four features that are essential to justification of God? The third, justification of God is the result of being united with the work of Jesus Christ. So that the believer is in him. The believer is in him. The justification of God is the result of being united with the work of Jesus Christ so that the believer is seen in him, believes in him. We place our faith in him. We trust in him. Because of his work, we trust his work. His work saves us and justifies us. A person is not working, but is believing and receiving the gift. We put our faith in his work. We place our faith so strongly to his work that we are in him. God reckons the possession of Christ as faith for righteousness. We are put into a relationship with Christ. And we are justified. There were, this is a long time ago. There was a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico, and it was highlighted by a rescue to an oil rig. Oil rig. You remember oil rigs? You've seen oil rigs, right? Everybody seen oil rigs? Okay, they're big rigs out in the ocean, standing high, and one of the things they have is they have a bullet. Lifeboat. A bullet lifeboat. and it's shaped like a bullet. And it's on a big slide, and you get in the lifeboat, you put your seatbelt on, you close the door, and you're set. What happens? You push the button, it releases the bullet, and it goes down a long slide, and it shoots you skipping off the ocean, getting away from the fire on the oil rig. So, the way to be saved from a fire in an oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico is to get in the bullet, and the bullet will shoot you out away from danger. That is being in Christ. When you are in Christ, you are in your safety capsule rescue from all sin. And when you are in Christ, you are shot out and you are saved. You are justified. You are declared righteous. God doesn't see your sin. He knows your sin, doesn't see your sin, doesn't hold your sin accountable to you. You are righteous. He sees Christ. He sees Christ. Here we go. Fourth aspect of justification that has to go together. Verse 9 in chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 9. Chapter 5, verse 9. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. I want you to look at the first part. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood. What are the four features that are essential to being justified by God? Number four, justification of God is procured by a great mediator who secured the salvation of the ungodly. That mediator is Jesus Christ. That mediator is Jesus Christ who died on a cross. You are justified by his blood. The means of justification comes by his blood. Now, if you talk about death, crucifixion would not be one of the things you talk about. Because when somebody was crucified, there really wasn't much blood. But the work that Jesus Christ was to shed his blood for you like a sacrificial lamb. Now, in the Old Testament sacrifices, there was a large amount of blood. They had a little river that would flow it from the temple out the city walls in the Kidron Valley. The blood flow would go through and meet up with this little creek outside the city walls. It was bloody. Blood, 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 blood. And that's what it says about Jesus Christ. That sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, which was a sacrifice so that you could be justified, so that his work could be seen as your work, so that his righteousness could be seen as your righteousness. All that work was done so that you could be justified. And it's done by his blood. Our faith rests upon the atoning power of the blood of Christ. The means of justification was the blood. Now, some people think that his blood was miraculous or something like that, but it really wasn't. His blood, though, covered our sins. Covered our sins. Blood specifically was used to denote sacrificial death. Justification is free, but it costs Jesus Christ his blood. So those are the four things. Those are the four things that work so that makes up what justification is. Justification finds its source in the grace of God. Justification of God is brought about by trusting the work of Jesus Christ. Justification of God is a result of being unified with the work of Jesus Christ. So the believers in him. Justification of God is procured by a great mediator who secured salvation of the ungodly. Now, the result of justification. If you are justified, if you accept the gift that's offered to you, if you accept that gift by faith and trust in the work of Jesus Christ for your justification. If that all happens, there is one huge, 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 huge bonus. Ask me. Good question. Verse 9. Much more then, having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved. Okay, what are you saved from? The wrath of God. How are you saved? Through him. Why is the work of justification essential to a believer's peace with God? Because the atoning death of Jesus Christ, in other words, the death on the cross, the shedding of his blood for your sins, symbolically, shedding his blood so that you could be saved, his blood that was poured out, and the work of justification by God the Father. So you have the work of God the Son on the cross, keeping the law, dying for you. You have the work of God the Father doing the work of justifying. He gives you the justification. That saves a sinner from the wrath of God. That saves a sinner from the wrath of God. There is nothing, no nothing, no nothing of the wrath of God that a believer will ever experience. You will be free from the wrath of God if you have been justified, not by your works, but by the work of God the Father. If you put your trust in the work of God the Son, Jesus Christ on the cross. If you do those two things, you're indwelt by the Holy Spirit, you will escape the wrath of God, which you deserve. Because you're ungodly and you're a sinner. But you will be saved. Be saved. After the atoning death and God's justification, it's impossible for the believer to experience the wrath of God. Jesus Christ will see that justified sinners will be saved from the wrath of God. Believers will never be condemned to the lake of fire or, in my opinion, experience the wrath of God through the tribulation period. You will be saved from that. Because of justification. Now, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot about justification. Let me give you the rest. You're justified by God. He's the source. You're justified in him. That's the outcome. You're justified by the Spirit. That's the resident that stays with you. You're justified by blood. That's the basis. You're justified by faith, the attainment. You're justified by grace. That's the essence of justification. Justification by resurrection, divine proof that you're sins have been covered. You've been justified for results. You're justified by works, which talks about, which you all know. In other words, if you're justified, you'll show works in keeping with God. Practical application. Will I share the work of justification as part of my gospel witness, trying to explain to sinners that good works will never satisfy the wrath of God and will always lead to the lake of fire, unless they place their trust in the work of Jesus Christ? You place your trust in Jesus Christ's work. Will I share the work of justification as part of my gospel witness, trying to explain to sinners that good works will never satisfy the wrath of God and will always lead to the lake of fire, unless they place their trust in the work of Jesus Christ? When I was dating, I made dinner for Carol in my apartment with the beautiful shag blue rug. In my apartment, I cooked her dinner. I ran out of pots and pans to cook dinner. The atomic explosion could have been seen in my kitchen. It was a disaster. There was stuff everywhere. There was stuff everywhere. Yes. No, I didn't. I should have. But I had beautiful shag rug carpet. I am no longer allowed in the kitchen when cooking is taking place. Okay? But, so the closest I'm getting to making a cake is right now. I am making you a cake. and it's a several-layer cake. The first layer we set last time, grace. The second level is justification. Ooh, it's a good cake. Grace, justification. Next level, next week. It gets better and bigger and better than ever and ever and ever. 1988 Olympics, Winter Olympics. One of the things they had, where they had blind skiers skiing down a mountain. And they had blind skiers competing against each other, and they were racing. And behind each blind skier was a skier with eyesight. And they're telling them left, right, left, right. And the blind skiers are following their commands. And they're doing everything the skier says. And the one that won listened to the directions. If you think you can earn your way to heaven, you are deceived. I'm sorry. If that's harsh, if that insults you, I'm sorry. But if you're trying to do things to earn God's righteousness, you need to listen to the instructions. Because you're a blind skier going down a hill and you're headed for a tree. You want to stay on the course. You listen to the instructions that have been given. And one of the instructions is to be justified as a gift by grace through the work of redemption of Jesus Christ. That will get you the gold medal. Father, I thank you for this time in your word. I know, Father, we went too quickly, but Father, your word is amazing and deep, and the work of justification is amazing to us. And how you would declare by your love and grace a sinner and declare him righteous is amazing to us. And it doesn't make sense. But it's because, Father, that we are sinners that we can't do anything to please you. We can't keep the law. We can't do anything to earn our way to heaven. Walking upstairs or doing this or that or helping grandma across the street or whatever it is will not save us. It's only by the grace and justification of God. By us accepting the gift, by trusting the work of Jesus Christ, by trusting his work, through the shedding of his blood that saves us. I pray, Father, for every one of us, that we would trust the work of Jesus Christ, not trust anything that we've done. That we would truly have our salvation in your hands and try not to do any work of justification on our own. It's impossible to do. It will just lead us to the lake of fire. Pray, Father, for our family members and our relatives and our grandkids, that all of us, Father, would share with them the good news of Jesus Christ, that Christ will declare them righteous if they place their faith in the work of Jesus Christ. Pray, Father, that you would be with us. Help us, Father, with our non-believing co-workers, our friends, Father, our neighbors, that we would tell them that there is a way to be saved, and it's the only way. Through faith and grace and justification of God. Help us, Father, to spread the good news. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.